the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Lawyers for Sean Diddy Combs will be back in court today trying to secure bail for the hip-hop mogul who has pleaded not guilty to forcible sex trafficking, racketeering, and other crimes. ABC News Chief Legal Analyst Dan Abrams on Combs' chances of getting out.
Typically, when you talk about bail, it's presumed, meaning someone's presumed innocent, so you're presumed that you get bail. Not in this kind of crime. In this kind of crime, bail is not presumed. Furthermore, you've got the problem that he's accused of intimidating witnesses, of trying to interfere with the investigation. None of that helps him in his argument that he should get bail.
Sources confirmed that Israel was behind the simultaneous pager attacks across Lebanon that left thousands of people injured and 12 dead, the pagers worn by members of Hezbollah. Federal Reserve is expected to lower a key interest rate a little later today. It's been more than 4 years since the central bank dropped rates. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. One of two teenagers accused of killing a staff member at Lincoln Hills Youth Prison this summer is formally charged with murder. Deputies say 17-year-old Ryan Nyblom killed Corey Pruhl in June. Nyblom waived his preliminary hearing yesterday. A 16-year-old at Lincoln Hills faces reckless homicide charges. Federal civil rights investigators have been looking into conditions at Wisconsin's youth prisons for years. Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance blames Donald Trump's critics for two assassination attempts on the former president this summer. He rallied supporters yesterday in Eau Claire.
To everybody that has been attacking this man and trying to censor this man for going on 10 years, cut it out or you're going to get somebody killed.
But Congresswoman Madeline Dean says that kind of rhetoric only makes it harder to investigate the two incidents. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Duluth Child Care Task Force has proposed some new solutions to addressing the city's shortage of daycare slots. After a year of research on the topic, the task force has proposed ideas like a marketing campaign, educating employers, and providing financial assistance in the form of grants to keep child care centers running and open new ones. Mayor Roger Reinert also proposed using empty city buildings to host new child care facilities. The city currently needs 900 more slots, and three more facilities are set to close soon. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers visited the University of Wisconsin-Superior on Monday. Governor Evers used the visit to welcome students back to the campus and promote his plans to increase funding for state colleges and universities. His plan is to increase funding by $850 million in his two-year budget. The proposed increase was made in response to the closure of a number of branch campuses, layoffs, and funding shifts. State Republicans are expected to fight the increase as they have in the past. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers' magic number is 1. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Lemons. Milwaukee lost 5-1 to the Phillies on Tuesday, but because the Chicago Cubs also lost, the Brewers need either a win or a Cubs loss on Wednesday to clinch the NL Central and a playoff spot. With the Cubs game likely done before the Brewers take the field against the Phillies, Milwaukee could know its playoff fate before first pitch tonight. The Green Bay Packers may be without Jordan Love for a second straight game due to an MCL sprain, but Coach Matt LaFleur is ready to go with Malik Willis, who he said is prepared if they need him again.
Every game's a little bit different, and just in my initial glimpses of Tennessee's defense, I mean, this is a pretty salty group. It's got a lot of good veterans on it, and there's some premier players over there, so it's going to be a tough task regardless. But we'll put together a game plan, that one that we feel like can give us an opportunity to win the game.
The Packers take on Tennessee this Sunday at noon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, a high near 82, south winds at about 10 to 15. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 57. Chance of showers and thunderstorms on Thursday with a high around 79. Thursday night, showers and thunderstorms, breezy with a low of 59.
It's 64 at our studios.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a Hump Day edition. We have from the Lincoln Project, Drake V. Olson, and Up North News Radio's Pat Kreitlow. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
It's time to get organized with Dr. Craig and Citizen Action. Working for democracy and taking on economic, racial, and environmental issues across Wisconsin and around the United States, here's Earl Ingram with Dr. Robert Craig.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And, you know, it almost seems like every day is Wednesday. My good friend, Dr. Robert Craig of Citizen Action, is on board. Good morning to you, Dr. Craig. How you doing, my friend?
Good morning, Earl. I'm doing pretty well. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine, man. I'm doing fine. I just have to get right at it with you. There's so many different things I want to talk about with you this morning, but how can we not? Got an echo. I don't know if that's on your end. But Dr. Craig, what is happening in Ohio, in Springfield, Ohio, and continues to happen. And we know why it's happening, Dr. Craig. Why some of us are outraged in this nation, but we should be outraged even more, because Dr. Craig, it's in broad daylight that this is happening. Why do we continue to tolerate this kind? These are people who want to lead the free world, Dr. Craig, who are acting in this manner. And I don't understand why, for some, that's okay. This is the terror and the pain that I feel, knowing that people's lives are being impacted in this manner by these people. And yet, you know, well, that's how Donald Trump feels. That's how J.D. Vance feels. And so they don't have to apologize. What is that?
Not only not apologizing, but doubling down. Or
right.
They've been lying for a long time. It's really fascinating that this lie has stunned our side, including myself. I'm not separating myself from that, because they've been claiming there's open borders. They're not. They've been claiming that there's been a rash of rapes and murders caused by immigrants. There have not. In other words, there are people of all walks of life, white middle-class people, wealthy white people, black folks, people who are here legally of other ethnicities and religions, and a percentage of all humans will do evil. There is nothing uniquely distinct about immigrants. It's just othering. And the big lie about the election, for example, all the lies about say, fossil fuels, about smoking, about lead paint, everything else. This has been building up, and this cut through. I mean, it was bizarre that Trump said this in the middle of the only televised debate there's going to be between him and Vice President Harris, apparently. Apparently, he at the end of the debate. I didn't hear it at the end of the debate, but it was like the end of Rocky One, or all it was like. Remember, Apollo Creed said they're going to be a rematch.
Right.
I think that seemed to happen. But here's the thing. We have to look at their unique communication approach, which is really comes out of P.T. Barnum and all publicity is good publicity from the 19th century. And that is, as long as we're talking about them and it's on immigration and they've gotten away with creating this complete false panic over immigration, then they're winning because so many people already believe that there is something horrible happening in immigration. And we can get at all the facts we want. Like, for example, Earl, not that this would justify bias against other people from other parts of the world, there is not a tradition in Haitian cuisine or Caribbean cuisine of dog or cat eating.
No.
It's completely crazy. It's not something that Haitian people do. But again, facts don't matter here. And I don't know if you've seen any polling, Earl. This could be playing to their advantage as much as it appalls us and it appalls the mainstream media. But you saw, you know, not only Donald Trump doing it, but on the Sunday morning shows, J.D. Vance leaning in further and still leaning in and gaslighting everyone and claiming that everyone's bullying him and that he's just responding to constituents.
You know, Dr. Craig, the frustrations that I feel is, you know, these people are just, the man said himself he was lying, Dr. Craig. He came out in front of the world and said, I did this because the news media wasn't listening. And yet when he said that he lied, people on the other side just ignored the fact that if I came on the air and told people ahead of time, hey, what I'm getting ready to say is a lie, And I told the lie, and I told them ahead of time it's a lie, and yet people continue to believe it to not be a lie, Dr. Craig. That's the part of it I don't understand. He told the people it was a lie, and yet even in the face of that, the people who follow them continue to follow him anyway. Dr. Craig, if you and I, we've known each other for a long time, and you came out, and before you said, well, I'm going to tell a lie right now. Well, I kind of dismiss the stuff you're saying after you tell me you're lying. Isn't that a normal thing to do?
It's not normal, and it reflects more than Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. It reflects the state of our country.
That's my point.
There's an audience for this.
Yeah.
And furthermore, that it would cause such death threats that the National Guard had to be called in by Governor DeWine to protect the school kids. They closed the local college. They they didn't have their usual summer or early fall festival, city festival. And they're being pleaded with by a Republican mayor and a Republican governor to stop. And they won't stop, which tells you, Earl, this is the scary thing, because this is all about, you see, this is the corruption of they'll do anything to hold power. They don't care about democratic consent. They think this is helpful. And it might be. It might be we're talking about this, and therefore we're talking about immigration, and they have created this whole false narrative around immigration and fear of the other, and that this can win. I thought Kamala Harris, what she said yesterday, was excellent about the public trust and the incredible responsibility people have who have a microphone like she has had in her career and does now, and Trump and Vance do, but they're not going to accept that. And J.D. Vance is certainly bright enough to know better, right? He thinks this is the way to win. I have no other explanation. He can't actually believe there is dog and cat eating going on in Springfield, Ohio. But he started this before Trump said it on national TV, and he's doubling down, and this is their kind of version of masculinity. Apparently, Men, real men, don't apologize when they're wrong, even when they do something awful and they harm and risk the lives of other people and the lives of children.
You know, Dr. Craig, how do they, what makes them believe, you always say this, there's just a small sliver of people that we're talking about who haven't made up their mind. So who are they trying to impress with this other than the people they already have in the amen corner? They're not going to get people who are undecided, Dr. Craig, based on the fact that the man tells you I'm telling a lie and you bring up something that they know is not a lie. If I'm on a person who's, you know, in the middle and I don't know and I listen to that, I'm not moving over towards them because the man tells me if he's going to lie about this, Dr. Craig, what else has he lied about? And what will they lie about once they're in office?
I mean, the mainstream media keeps trying to rationalize that small sliver of swing voters. If you've sat in focus groups, which I have with them, they're confounding people. And I believe it would make your head hurt to see what they're saying about this particular controversy, Earl. But the thing they are trying to do is bring in, this is Pat Buchanan's old phrase, the peasants with pitchforks, right, from the hinterlands to vote in much, very large numbers. And that actually happened in 2016 and 2020 in Wisconsin and other battleground states, but Wisconsin especially. There were a whole lot more Trump base votes out there than any pollster could measure.
Right.
And they're trying to generate that again, and that is much more important than those confounding swing voters. And the Democrats are trying to make, frankly, make balance pins on the angels on the pin of a needle to figure out the swing voters. And I'm telling you, it would kill your brain cells to sit in those focus groups and hear the confounding, contradictory things swing voters are saying.
So from what I just garnered from what you are saying is we should stop trying to make sense out of what it is they're doing. Because to them, they have rationale for why they're doing what they're doing. We see it as something that just is abhorrent, but they've got rationale for why they're doing what they're doing.
Well, their ethics is by any means necessary, okay? I don't hold that ethics. I think that if you use unethical means to achieve a goal, that you're actually undermining the goal,
right?
Right. And so you can't be defending democracy and pollute the airwaves and social media with complete lies and disempower the people that way, because you need an empowered people that can actually judge the performance of the people who represent them, right? And be and understand what is being done on their behalf and change leaders when they don't like what's going on. But they have to know what it is, what's actually happening, not just made up fictions. Like the pet eating in Ohio, and so which I guess is President Biden has allowed the rash, you know, this thing to happen, and so once you've severed those two things, then they're going to do what they're going to do. What we have to find is the ethical way to beat them, because that's the only solution. Because it gets worse if they win.
844-967-2789 is the number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesday is with the one and only Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
So you may have heard of Project 2025, a plan crafted by Trump and his MAGA loyalists to give Trump virtually unchecked political power and take Black America backwards. Here's how. Project 2025 strips away our voting rights protections, and it eliminates the Department of Education. It would siphon public school funding to private schools, leaving our kids behind. Planning on going to college? Good luck paying for it. Project 2025 cuts funding for federal student loans. Trump's Project 2025 would also make states monitor women's pregnancies, and it bans abortion. Project 2025 would also gut Obamacare, ripping away health care from millions. Simply put, Trump's Project 2025 would be devastating to Black America. But we can stop it by voting for Kamala Harris for president, because we are not going back.
I'm Kamala Harris, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Harris for president.
Travel back in time and experience the magic of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Journey through a world of armored knights, joking jesters, and enchanting fair maidens. Every weekend, August 17th through September 29th, thrill to live combat jousting, feasting on turkey legs, and shopping hundreds of unique artisans. Bring the whole family for unforgettable fun. Get your discounted tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Find your magic at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From First Time Nana Moments.
And welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older, or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. The one and only Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line. A text message from Tony. Trump and Vance know they need this type of narrative to be true to win. Their supporters also know that I don't think they believe it one bit. All about narrative. Dr. Craig, that's kind of what you said.
Yeah, I would agree. And we'll see if the opinion polling is kind of a dull instrument, but we'll see if it can ascertain how it's landing on the public. But they think discussing this crazy conspiracy theories about immigration and immigrants is to their advantage. And that is why they're doing it. I don't think they'd be doing it. I think they'd be running away from it the way Trump is trying to run away from his position on abortion, for example, or the Affordable Care Act, if they thought it was damaging. And there's a whole history of this. We think a lot of this, we tend to be ahistorical as a country, or too much so, and not understand there's a history. So in the first 50 years of the country's existence, the most popular pamphlet by far, forgotten to history, it sold millions of copies, was a pamphlet called The Horrible Disclosures of Maria Monk. And the scary thing then was, because it was a very Protestant country, Catholics were coming. And it was conspiracy theories about what was happening in all of these Catholic monasteries and what was happening with the monks and the nuns. And there was unspeakable horrors being committed against children. There were that nurses were becoming pregnant and having abortions. And this is what it was. It was totally made up. And this was highly popular because the other then was Catholics. We just have a different other, but this is the horrible disclosure of Maria Monk, but it's the horrible disclosures of Donald Trump and J.D. Vance.
All right, let's go to Karina from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Karina. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I have a question and what I think about, if you guys can, because see, when you see a powerful and celebrity and knowing people behave as your first hour raping other people, covering up with the big money. Trump coming in saying that he can kill somebody on the Fifth Avenue. Trump coming in with the lies and just shovels everything what's thrown at him as a somebody trying to witch hunt him. It changes the fabric of a society. It allows people like everyday people to say, why can't I behave the same way? Why wouldn't I do the same thing just because I don't have that much money? The ability to even think about it, that you can go after one group of people with lies about their culture, with lies about who they are and why they are here, instead of coming back to them and say, how we can help you to adopt a new country. You know, I'm an immigrant. This country is different to other country. You don't know a lot of things when you're coming. And if I'm coming from a village somewhere in the world, when I have a chicken running and I can kill it and eat it and it's normal, it doesn't mean that it's normal here in this country. Even though in the farms in Wisconsin, people who own the chicken do that. So I think that it allows people to say, I want to be free to do whatever I think or say whatever I want. And this is why I'm going to vote for these people, because they're allowing me that freedom. And I think it's a catastrophe for the fabric of a society.
Hey, Karina, well said as always. Thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig, an immigrant who is absolutely right. She sees the nation through a different prism, through a different set of eyes than those of us who are born in this nation, right?
Yes, and it affects all immigrants. When Donald Trump caused great anti-Asian hatred with his attacks on China during the pandemic, calling it all sorts of horrible slur names, it caused attacks on all Asian people, who are, you know, Japanese and Korean and Taiwanese. These are very distinct cultures and ethnicities from Chinese. And by the way, it wouldn't have been fair to attack Chinese people for what Trump was saying. So this is going to affect everyone. And Karina talked about freedom. The paradox of freedom is to have it means that people can abuse it. And what we need to do is to figure out how to inspire people to something higher. Because they're putting this in the name of Christianity. The revolutionary thing about Christianity, it's not the only religion that does this, but at the time this was revolutionary, was it removed all nations and ethnicities and opened up this idea of a universal religion, a universal human family. That is what Jesus' words are.
Right.
So Christian nationalism is not only an oxymoron, it's idolatry. But that is what's behind, in many ways, Vance and Trump. And you will see these alleged religious leaders supporting everything they're saying, including this current scandal.
You know, it's anti what Christ stood for. It's anti-Christian. Christian nationalism is totally opposed to the teachings of Christ. And but very seldom do you hear people even challenge that, Dr. Craig. 844-967-2789 is the number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with my co-host, Dr. Robert Craig of Citizen Action and You on the Earl Ingram Show.
Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Teachers make 26% less than other college graduates. That's according to a new study from the Center on Economic Policy Research. Author Sylvia Allegretto says she's worried about attracting and retaining teachers.
There's not going to be one way to do this, but it is definitely going to take federal, state, and local government effort.
The same study finds Wisconsin teachers made 24% less than other college grads last year. It's time again to vote for the coolest thing made in Wisconsin. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce holds the contest every year. 130 products are in the running this time. First round voting runs till the 24th. The top 16 move on to a bracket tournament. The winner will be announced in October. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Some Duluth residents in the area of Lowell Elementary School aren't thrilled about the school's new pickup and drop-off pilot program. The new program was put in place following a crash between a car and a school bus back in May. The new plan moved the location of the pickup and drop-off to the back of the school using Barnes Road to keep traffic clear on Rice Lake Road. Barnes Road is privately owned by a housing complex near the school, and residents of the complex say they've lost their safest route out of the area. The new owner of the former Anderson Furniture building in Duluth has big plans for its future. Deborah Rochelle and her son are hoping to turn the building into a kind of mini mall with restaurants and shops on the ground floor and short-term rental units on the top three floors. Plans for the future of the building are still in the early stages, and construction on anything wouldn't start until 2025. In the meantime, Deborah is looking for possible future tenants in the building so they can hit the ground running after construction. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. It might be time to glove up again for the cast of Scrubs. Cast member Judy Reyes, who played Selena on the sitcom for years, said she's heard rumors of a potential Scrubs revival, but says series creator Bill Lawrence hasn't said anything to her. But the actress indicated that Lawrence would be open to some type of reboot. Reyes played opposite Zach Braff, Donald Faison, and Sarah Chalke on the hit show. Every young or popular actor wants to be part of an A24 movie. That includes rappers, too. Variety says you can add Tyler, the Creator, to the cast of A24's new film, Marty Supreme, which will be directed by Josh Safdie. The Grammy-winning Tyler, the Creator, will join Timothy Chalamet and Gwyneth Paltrow in the film about a ping pong star. The rest of the plot is being kept under wraps. This is Tyler, the Creator's first film role. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, a high near 82, south winds at about 10 to 15. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 57. Chance of showers and thunderstorms on Thursday with a high around 79. Thursday night, showers and thunderstorms, breezy with a low of 59.
Currently 66 degrees.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump, on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius."
Real man of genius.
Here's to you, Orange Man. Losing by a whisker, then saying you won.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, we'll head a little east of Madison to talk to a candidate for assembly in this week's Women Win Wisconsin, powered by Motherhood for Good.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning starting at 6.
Bye.
I'm sitting right here, waiting for you, my dear, wondering if you ever gonna show. I don't know if you're gonna show, my darling, I got to go, but nevertheless, I said, you gotta be waiting, sitting.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with the one and only Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Dr. Craig, I want to kind of bounce this off of you, and no better person to bounce it off of than you. At stake in this election, many different things are at stake. But our role in the world, Dr. Craig, I always tell our listening audience, the American people only make up 4% of the global population. But our place in the world has always been at the top of the food chain. And we've grown accustomed to being there. And so we've grown accustomed to dictating to other free nations, you know, the way things should be in the world. But Dr. Craig, the world is changing. And our mentality in our nation that we should be in control of the world has to change along with the changing of the rest of the world. The rest of the world is realizing, hey, Americans, you only make up 4% of the global population. We're no longer going to be under your thumb. That mentality in our nation, Dr. Craig, has to change. And because the others, peoples of the earth, want equal representation of people on this earth, we've got to make adjustments as the American people. So when you look at Kamala Harris and what they are talking about, Dr. Craig, kind of realizing some of those things, and then you look at a Donald Trump, America first. What? Shouldn't there be a realization, Dr. Craig, that this is not 1950 anymore? And if we can make that adjustment, things can get better in this world?
Yeah, I totally agree. And honestly, I don't think either national party is great on this right now. I mean, Donald Trump's foreign policy is absurd. It's isolationist. You're not talking about that. You're talking about us being part of the world and part of a world community because we're all in this together. Like, if we're going to address the climate crisis,
right,
which affects all of us, we need to do it together. Though we also need to take our responsibility as a quarter of all the carbon in the atmosphere, despite us being 4% of the population, is produced by the United was produced by the United States over the years. And then the second biggest chunk is Western Europe, right? So I think we need a post-Cold War foreign policy. There doesn't need to be a Cold War.
Right.
And we can't afford it anymore. And look at what we're complicit in with Israel. I mean, Netanyahu is doing everything to provoke a regional war, I would suppose, because that keeps him in power. He's prosecuted as soon as the war is over, and he has lost power. And he's not deeply unpopular. And so what we had yesterday with Israeli intelligence blowing up all the pagers, it's horrific on people's belts all across Lebanon. So it's really the restraint, frankly, of the Iranians that has prevented a wider war so far, given the number of provocations Netanyahu's Israel supports. But a Democratic administration is saying we back Israel no matter what. We plead with them to do better, but that's all we do. We don't condition the massive military assistance we provide. And so, and you gotta wonder what the military forward posture of the world, what is that there to protect? We are the rich country, you're right. People don't, Americans mostly don't understand how we're perceived by the rest of the world. We're the big rich castle that lords over the countryside, right? But a lot of that military force is to protect big corporations that are busy also not sharing the wealth with the rest of the United States, deindustrializing our major cities, right? Outsourcing all of the labor as much as they can to get to get higher profit levels, charging whatever the market will bear for you know, life-saving medications, for example, so and other healthcare. So I think we need to reassess the whole thing. There is a lot of money to create a much more prosperous country if we right-size the military. Donald Trump isn't going to reduce the military at all, but he's going to go into alliance apparently with the anti-democratic dictators of the world, from what you can tell about his likes and dislikes.
You know, Dr. Craig, Tony, again, I think that comes back to the idea of the American exceptionalism. We think we know better than everyone. They need to listen to us because we know best. It's wrong, but I think it comes from that. There's no question that we still suffer from that psychosis. And if you aren't one who believes in American exceptionalism, you know, you look at our history, Dr. Craig, and it's fraught with not exceptionalism, but with kind of bullying, right? I mean, we kind of take things and have done that historically. The rest of the world, Dr. Craig, knows more about our history than we Americans know about it. And so they say, well, they hate us. The rest of the world hates us. Well, why would the rest of the world hate us, Dr. Craig, if we didn't do something, you know, exploit? Look at Central America. We talk about the people who come to the border, and Americans talk about those immigrants that come into the border. That's because the American people don't know what we've done in Central America and continue to do in Central America. And so that's part of what I'm asking you about, whether or not our nation is ever going to come to a realization that its role in the world has to change. And the focus should be on our nation, not from the perspective of what Donald Trump says, America first, but that we should focus some on the American people economically, as opposed to spending, you know, trillions of dollars all over the world with 800 military installation bases.
Yeah, I agree, because we are all human beings subject to the same vices, the same virtues. I think there's been some progress. I think the American empire, and yes, we are an empire, was more humane than the British empire before it, and the British empire was more humane than the Roman empire before it. So there's some progress, but they're still empires. And we don't own what we've done. Like, the reason a lot of people are immigrating from Central America and are being othered by Donald Trump and his like is because we've set up the international order, we've made it impossible for those countries to be prosperous. In addition, we've constantly undermined their own domestic governance. In the Cold War, we constantly overthrew them and put in dictators whenever we didn't like who their people had decided to elect. And so these are, in many ways, broken countries. And then we turn around and say, oh, look at the terrible El Salvadorans and Guatemalans coming across the allegedly open border. That's what all that Kamala Harris was sent to work on, is what could we do to reinforce those countries? They've turned her into a border czar. She wasn't on the job, according to their ads. She was never in charge of the border. Vice President of their power, she was... actually did get a whole lot of new investments into Central America, but a lot more needs to be done. But here's the thing. Refugee crises are caused by us not taking responsibility for the whole world and not seeing our interdependence, because there will be massive flows of migrants if we have the level of economic dislocation we've had. And climate change will make it worse. It'll be 100 times, 1,000 times worse. And imagine It's hard to imagine something worse than Trump and Vance as far as the othering. It will arise if we don't actually address that crisis and then create a world economy that works for everyone, both working people in America who are left out, but all the people left out around the world who otherwise may be much more liable to emigrate to Europe or to the United States or other wealthier countries.
You know, Dr. Craig, you always make me think, but let me go to Tom from Richland Center first. Good morning to you, Doc. Tom, you say what, sir?
Hello. I really think that we got to remember that there's enough resources on this planet for everybody to live very well, and that part of this thing about wealth and exceptionalism and all that is about denying that and making scarcity where there shouldn't be. But I just want to mention, I grew up in the suburbs, and a very right-wing father, Goldwater, Nixon, Reagan kind of guy. During the Vietnam War, I was in high school, and I had years where I could hardly sleep at night wondering about man's inhumanity to man, why we do this stuff to ourselves when we don't need to. And all I can say is I got lucky. My kids, when they went to college, they lived with the international students, and there is no such thing as two genders. There's like 9 or 10 different versions of gender in the new mind, and there's a lot of acceptance, and us old guys got to get out of the way a little bit. The young folks are ready to do something major, and if you start watching on the internet, all the different young people speaking, I mean, Billie Eilish came out the other day. All these people are coming out to say we can do all the things you're saying we wish we could do, and they're ready to do it. So I really think it comes down to a lot of us old folks just shutting up and letting these young folks take over.
Hey, Tom, as one old person to another, I concur. Thank you very much for the call. You know, Dr. Craig, you spoke of the major corporations, the international corporations that stem from our nation. And we talk about the money that's being spent on military. And it is to protect that stuff that doesn't impact, that really the American people aren't benefiting from. Multinational corporations that have moved offshore, and yesterday, Dr. Craig, I was talking with Sandy Williams, my co-host that I have on a couple times a week, and we were talking about the 15 wars that we don't know anything about that we're involved in, you know, all over the world. And the amount of money that's being spent. When we talk about America's role changing in the world, that's the kind of thing we're talking about. It has to change. You stated it. There isn't a Cold War anymore. Why do we continue to act like that's what we need to be planning for? I heard Donald Trump say the other day, I rebuilt the military. I made it stronger than it ever was, and I'll do it again. I mean, what is that? It's not necessary.
Yeah, a lot of people profit. I mean, just as we said domestically anyway, that people shouldn't profit by selling cigarettes that cause cancer and horrific consequences to people, though we allowed them then to sell them overseas to people in the third world, which is still going on. There'll be a lot of pressure from the military industrial complex because they make a whole lot of money making and selling these weapons. We've got to have an ethical standard because there's plenty of things we need to make and need to do in this country that actually will raise all boats and help everyone.
844-967-2789 is the number. It's the one and only Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Dr. Craig, when we come back, I want to talk about the fact the Tammy Baldwin race and Eric Humphrey. 844-967-2789. Hang on the phone lines. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepollsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesday is with the one and only Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you, Gary. You say what?
Hey, thanks, Earl. I think that we need to build up our military because we get strength, we get peace through strength. Now, let's pretend you and I, every day, I'd walk to school and you'd come around, you push me around and kind of slap me around, beat me up a little bit. And I'd say, hey, Earl, come on, man. You know, let's have peace. Don't keep beating me up. And then one day you decide you're going to beat me up again, but this time I got all my brothers and all my cousins. Now, at that point, you're going to say, well, okay, Gary, we'll let it go. Well, you and I will be friends because I have strength on my side. So Reagan, he ended up bankrupting the Russians by them thinking that we had Star Wars and we could take out every single one of their missiles flying from Russia to the United States. And Gary, we need to have a good.
Hey Gary, have we had peace? Do we have peace?
Do we have peace now? I would say pretty much throughout the world with our country. Yeah.
Oh, I just told you we're involved in 15 wars. You call that peace?
So I don't know about all these 15 wars.
Well, Google it, man. Look it up. It's a fact.
But you even said we're involved in 15 wars that people don't even know about. And I'm one of them. I don't know about all these wars you're involved in.
Well, I know this is why the American people aren't educated enough. The information is there. All you have to do is Google it and look. It'll tell you where we are.
Exactly. Just, you know, and when you talk about low informational voters, and that's they're on both sides. They're on both sides. People who just sit there and watch Fox only, they're low informational voters. People watch CNN, MSNBC, they're low informational voters. You listen to both sides like most people should. They would be a little bit more involved in knowing what's going on. And when they do vote, and I do, you know, I want people to vote, at least they'll know what's going on.
Hey, Gary. listening a little bit more to Dr. Robert Craig. Hey, thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig.
Well,
you heard
the thing. The United States spends $877 billion a year on defense. How inordinate is that? People don't realize how inordinate that is and what that could buy. It's more than the next 10 countries combined. Okay. So how much is enough? We're not talking about becoming the weakling on the playground. In fact, if you would reduce it, it won't happen overnight. If you reduce it by $100 billion, we would still spend enormously more than any other country. We're not at risk of invasion. We have these shores, you know, the oceans have been our buffer historically. We're not France and Germany and Poland, et cetera. They have another kind of history. And really, this has become kind of the biggest boondoggle. We hear a lot on the right about corruption and big government. Well, this is the ultimate big government, right? There's a whole machine that benefits from this. A lot of big corporations, a big military establishment. And even what we spend on is not necessarily related to any risks, right? We build huge, expensive new bombers that cost billions of dollars because we want them almost more than they are useful for any actual security risk to us. This is going to happen over time. I mean, but we could have, we could greatly expand Medicare to include a lot more things and to include more people and reduce the eligibility age way down very easily. There are a lot of things we could do, the green transition we need to do, which would create millions of jobs. And also prevent a lot of cancers, because guess what? When you burn fossil fuel, it's a carcinogen, okay? And so there's a lot of pollution in the air. And so in addition, need to prevent runaway climate change. So there, even with the huge tax cuts for corporations and the wealthy over the last 40 years, and even with that, it's amazing how wealthy this country is and how much money there is that is not going to productive purposes. Economists will tell you, Earl, that it has less economic impact, military spending, for average people than other kinds of spending. So it's called a multiplier effect in economics. But if you believe in slogans like Gary does, like peace through strength, I still don't know that you need to spend more than all the 10 next highest spending countries combined to stand up to any legitimate, reasonable threat to this country.
You know, Dr. Craig, it looks like Eric Hovde is worried. I thought he was starting to gather some momentum, but apparently he's falling behind Tammy Baldwin. Why?
I would just say we should consider any polling information as highly suspect. So okay. It's like we just got reports from the field, but
I think
they might be reliable because it's amazing how stable, because I get marinated in a lot of non-public polls because our side does entirely too much polling.
Right.
And it's amazing how evenly divided Wisconsin is. So it's not over by any degree, but it tells you how strong polarization is. I've seen polling that goes through 3 days ago, no movement based on the lies about pet eating. And frankly, Hovde is in range when he's a horrible candidate. He's unappealing. He doesn't live here. He's the citizen of the year in Orange County, California.
Dr. Craig, thank you very much. I'll see you in a week. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you more than anything else to the listening audience. Up next, Matt Nair on air, Greg Bach, and Jane Matt Nair. You're tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on air.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Matt Rothschild comes in studio with me. We're going to talk about extra security for the political candidates. And can the Republicans keep the government open? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus.
See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WisCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.